But one verse of scripture today in the 10th chapter of Matthew. Matthew chapter 10. One verse out of this chapter, verse 16. Praise God. I don't think that I've ever heard anybody else preach from this verse, though I'm sure they have. I just haven't heard them. But this morning, I feel like this is what the Lord has laid on our hearts for this service. I don't know what kind of response we'll get, but I'd like to be a help. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, and harmless as doves. Amen. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, and harmless as doves. I want to talk to you today about wolves, serpents, and doves. Amen. I think God knew what He is talking about. Hello. I think He very well was aware of the conditions that would exist in our present time when He inspired men to write this Bible. There's no doubt in my mind but what we are living in the very time of which this one scripture refers to. Wolves, serpents, and doves. I've never seen in all of my life, in all of the years that I've been preaching, 40 years of preaching, where there is such a hatred so present in the United States of America. Hello. I thought, God help me this morning. I thought while I was coming over here Monday evening, amen, you know, you expect the world to hate the truth. Amen. Jesus said if they have, I'm going to take my time this morning. Jesus said if they have done this in the green tree, what will they do in the dry? But I'm seeing a horrible rise of bitterness and hatred in the church world. Should never be. Should never be. Amen. Jesus said, behold, I send you forth as sheep among wolves. Sheep are defenseless. Amen. They have no character or means of even their own self-defense. They are vulnerable to the wild beast. Come on. Amen. This word, wolves, in the text, or in the context of which Jesus said it here, is a symbol of greedy and wicked men, even hypocrites and false prophets, amen, refer to in this word wolves. Amen. Wolves. I send you as sheep among wolves. There is a growing hostility in our country of America today. The world, I mean, just ordinary people used to be decent people, moral people, had some principles about them. Man, not even a Christian, a few years ago when I was a boy, a man's word was his bond. He told you something, you could depend on it. You didn't have to get him to write a contract. If he just said it, that's the way it was. Amen. Come on here. But you see, the attitude of America is vastly changing. The attitude of American politics toward the church is changing. Amen. Amen. The culture in our society is changing. That's right. People today had rather for you to curse them and take God's name in vain in their presence than to talk about Jesus Christ to them as the Savior of the world. Amen. There is a growing hatred against Christianity, a tolerance for religion, but a hatred for Christianity. We in our society, and come on here, in America, we are tolerant of Hinduism. We are tolerant of Buddhism. Come on here. We are tolerant of the Islamic religion. Amen. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Amen. Even the government will make allowances for the Islamic Mohammedism to perform their obligations on a daily basis in public. It's fine. No problem. But you let one of our children attempt to pray over their food in the schoolhouse. Amen. You got a lawsuit on your hands. If not even your child taken out of your home and put into a foster home. Amen. There is a formidable army that is assembled on the battlefield. Amen. Want the Lord to help us this morning. Amen. We are encountering a vast number of gay and lesbian movement in this country that we've never had to tolerate before. Amen. The National Organization of Women. Amen. And all its minions. Amen. Come on here. Has raised their ugly head against Christianity. I'm talking about we are sheep among wolves today. Amen. 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 The ACLU has brought more lawsuits against God's church than any other, amen, come on, are y'all listening to me, legal system in the history of this country to take away our religious freedoms. Amen. People for the American way. Oh, God help us now. We are in trouble. Amen. The mafia and the street corner pushers who are destroying our kids with drugs. Amen. The medical personnel who are slaughtering our unborn babies to the tune of over $1 million a year. Come on, somebody say amen. The euthanasia organization that are urging to kill the old and the sick and the handicapped because they're a drag on society. Amen. And they're eating up our public dollars. Amen. To keep them going as productive, amen, citizens of America. Planned Parenthood. Oh, God, help me here. Amen. Types who want to distribute contraceptives. Amen. To our children. Amen. And amoral or immoral advice to our teenagers. Amen. We are sheep among wolves. We are vulnerable. Come on. We are vulnerable, if you will. Our only help is in God. Our only defense is in the resources of the altar. Amen. The strength that we gain, amen, spiritually in camp meetings and conventions like these. Come on here. It is here that we draw strength from one another. It is here that we draw strength from the heavenly world. It is here that God, amen, preserves us and keeps us in a world that hates Christianity. Amen. Help me, Lord. You walk into our schools today in the public school system. Amen. Where our teenage children are toting guns. Amen. And it seems as though the law enforcement, amen, agency, amen, can do nothing about the rise of crime. I'm going to preach to you this morning. The Lord, help me. Come on here. Amen. Help me now. Amen. I want to tell you, we have a society in America, amen, that right now does not want God. Amen. Amen. They want to stay neutral. They don't want God's influence or the church influence in politics or government. Amen. They talk about being neutral. That is, amen, godless, without God, without God's influence, without God's amen, principles. Amen. A godless society is an ungodly society. And you can't have an ungodly society without having a rise in the crime rate. Amen. They will become helpless to stop the rise of killing and murder. Amen. And rape. Come on here. And robbing and stealing, because they have destroyed the principles that this country was founded on. Amen. Founded on principles of righteousness. And once you throw out the, come on here, once you throw out the measurement of rules, amen, then you have a lawless society. Amen. God, help me this morning. Somebody say amen. The Bible talks to us in these days that it would be a day in which, amen, violence would increase. We are here. We are here. Amen. We are the generation of sheep that has been sent among the wolves. Amen. And we are at the mercy. Oh, help me, Lord. Amen. You see, don't y'all fall out with me here this morning. Please don't fall out with me. Amen. But you see, Christians, amen, are not permitted. Come on, come on, come on. Amen. To take our arms. Amen. And fight and shoot and kill. Amen. We are sheep, if you will. We are not goats. We are sheep. Come on. Amen. We are sheep, if you will. We have no defense. Our only defense is our shepherd. Ha ha ha. Hallelujah. Our only help is our shepherd. Amen. And when a flock of sheep have no shepherd, amen, then they're scattered abroad at the mercy of the wolves. Amen. I want to tell you this morning, God is our refuge. God is our strength. God is our help. Amen. God is our, amen, leader. He is our shepherd this morning. But if you would allow me for a little while to preach to you from these verses, this one verse of scripture, I am convinced that all the signs, amen, signboards are not down. I am convinced that all direction are not washed away in this low moral age. All the rules are not, amen, caught in the undertow of change, nor all the guidelines blown over by the gale winds of a world that Nathan Scott in his book calls the broken sinner. He said, amen, ours is an age when all is in doubt, and when things fall apart and the sinner cannot hold. Amen. I want to tell you this morning, amen, I am not discouraged because of the conditions of our generation. But brother, I am encouraged that when the enemy rushes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against them. He did not say that you will rise in arms and overthrow the government. He said when the enemy rushes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. I'm not going sour on the church. Amen. Sure, there are a lot of churches that are gone haywire. Amen. There are a lot of churches that are fighting and fuming among themselves. Come on here. Amen. But the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ is still the greatest institution on earth. Hallelujah. It is the institution that God chose. Amen. To bless the world with. It is the institution that God said, amen, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, shall not be destroyed, amen, by the political system of our day. But it is God that said, I will help her, and that right early. Woo! Somebody say amen. Hold, I send you forth as sheep among wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, harmless as doves. Amen. When Jesus said to us, now I want to tell you right up front, I am not a snake handler. Word of God. Only way I want to handle them is with a long handle hoe or double barrel shotgun. Glory to God. Somebody say amen. And that at a good distance is, I know there are a lot of country folks that want to keep those black snakes around. They say they, amen, kill all the rats. I got other ways of killing rats. Glory to God. If it's a snake, it's a snake. I lost some of you on that shuffle. Amen. But Jesus said, amen, be ye therefore wise as serpents. Amen. It seems as though that this is a paradox. Because to most people, the symbol of the serpent is vicious and subtle. Come on. Come on. Somebody say amen. Wicked. My wife hates a snake. She don't care what kind it is. If it's a play snake, she hates it. My grandchildren sometime of, amen, come home from the dime store with one of those little play rubber snakes. She'll say, get the thing out of this house! Amen. Come on here. But Jesus in this scripture said, for us who are sheep that are sent among wolves, to be wise as serpents. Amen. Why did he say that? You see, the serpent is not just subtle and wicked in its appearance. Amen. But the serpent is a very wise creature. Somebody say amen. You see, amen. Help me, Lord. When the serpent is, when that rascal is laid out on a rock or a ledge, amen. He is laid out. He is in a relaxing mode. Hello. When he is like that, he is vulnerable. Anything and anybody can kill it. Come on. Somebody say amen. 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 When he is stretched out on a wall or a rock, he is totally unprotected. Amen. A cat can kill it. And many cats will. Hello. Amen. But Jesus said, be ye wise as serpents. Amen. You see, help me here, Lord, this morning. The serpent protects itself with itself. Amen. 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 With its own body, it coils and wraps itself around and around in a circular. Amen. And every pier that it caused, amen, that top pier protects the body. And then when it gets wrapped around and around, as long and as its body will coil, and then its head sticks up over the entire body. And that head is the protection of the whole body. Jesus said, "Be ye wise as serpents." I've been told, I don't know, I'm not, amen, I'm not an expert on serpents, but I have been told that the tighter that it coils itself and wraps itself around and around on layer upon layer, amen, the tighter it coils itself and wraps itself, amen, the further that it can strike. Hallelujah. Come on here. Y'all don't know where I'm going, but I do. Amen. Do you know, amen, that Jesus said here, "Be ye wise as serpents." Now hear me this morning. Amen. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ ought to be at the, amen, at the place where we are protecting one another in the body. We're living in a society that, amen, dog eats dog. Amen, you kill my dog, I'll kill your cat. You don't like me, I'll kick you on the shins. We're living in a society where this side of the church is against anything this side of the church does. And whatever this side of the church is for, this side of the church is against. Amen. Amen. It ought not to be so in the house of God. We are members of one body, if you will. I said we are members of one body. Amen. Brother Jewel, will you turn over there to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23? Amen. And would you read it? Amen. One of you, brother. Amen. Come on here. Praise God. Now I want you to read that verse in just a minute. But I want to tell you this morning, amen, that we must, as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, get our hearts together, get our thoughts together, get our minds together, amen, to the extent that we are one another's protectors. Amen. The snake coils itself because it protects itself. Amen. We are together. Amen. We are bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. We are all members of one body. We are not many bodies. We are one body. Amen. The foot will not say, "Because I am not the eye, I am not part of the body." Amen. But we are members in particular. Did you know? Help me here. I don't know of anybody. I don't know of a soul. Amen. In anywhere. That says, "I've got a beautiful big toe." But the Bible said that the Lord hath put more importance on the more uncomely parts of the body. Did you know if they cut your big toes off that you cannot walk and keep your balance properly? Amen. Amen. That big toe carries a vital important part in the, amen, in the control of the entire nervous system. Amen. It gives you balance. It gives you the proper way to walk. Amen. Amen. Come on here. Are y'all listening to me? Help me, Lord. I want to preach to you this morning about wise as serpents for just a few minutes. Amen. But yet we are all members of one body. Amen. And I want to tell you, at my church at home, amen, I've been there 19 years. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I please most of them when I come. I please the rest of them when I leave, if I ever do. Amen. But I'll tell you what, in 19 years, there's been a few times that we've had some problems arise in our church at home. Amen. But to my surprise, amen, the quietest person in the church that never said anything at all, hardly ever,
Haman would stand up and give some and the best counsel. Haman, because that uncomely part, Haman has bestowed more abundant importance in the body. I want to tell you this morning, every one of us are important. Amen. In God's kingdom, there are no big I's and little U's. Amen. We're all members together of the same body. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you this morning, amen, I need Jimmy Jewel. Amen. I need Brother Jeff. I need Alvin Doble. Amen. And I cannot afford. Come on, I'm preaching to you this morning. I cannot afford to sever my friendship and my relationship, amen, with other members of the body. Amen. For it is there that I draw strength. Amen. In the presence of God, as we join ourselves together in unity. Psalms 133 and 1 said, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren, for brethren, for brethren to dwell together in what? In unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. And as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Somebody say amen. Amen. This precious spirit of unity, amen, is the bond that produces the ointment or the anointing or the oil. Amen. That ran down. Come on here. That ran down the body of Aaron, down his beard, down his garments. That's what the Bible said. Amen. And can I say this morning, if it ran down his beard and ran down his garments, amen, then no doubt his toes and his feet got anointed as well. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, amen, Brother House of Carpenter, I feel like that I'm the little toe. Amen, but I am in the body. Ha ha ha. Amen. And that same anointing that anointed our head, who is Jesus Christ, has flowed over top of his body. And every once in a while, this little toe feels that anointing and feels that oil that has flowed down over his body. We are his body. Let the church protect itself. I want to tell you this morning, if we don't protect ourselves, the devil's crowd is not going to. Amen. The bartender's not going to. Hillary Clinton is not going to. I lost you on that shuffle too. Amen. If there is, oh God help me this morning, if there is any protection, it will be because the church itself feels the importance of protecting itself. You slice up part of the body and you are going to bleed. Amen. Because you are part of that body. You cannot help but be affected. I'm preaching right this morning. Amen. If any part of the body is wounded, amen, the rest of the body is going to feel the consequences of that wound because we are of the same body. Amen. Remember, God, help me here. Amen. You remember what the Bible said? Amen. Amen. Endeavoring in the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bonds of peace. Amen. Come on. There is a vast difference. I'm just kind of teaching to you this morning. Amen. There is a vast difference between the spirit of unity and the unity of the Spirit. Come on here. Come on here. The charismatics have a spirit of unity, but they do not have the unity of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. The political system, whether it's Democrats, amen, Republicans, or Independents, in the Ross Perot bunch, they have a, come on here, they have a spirit of unity. They have one objective, one purpose, and they're driving, amen, every day. They're throwing out to the news media, amen, words and phrases, amen, that will drive their theme to the hearts of the American people. They are in, amen, they are in the spirit of unity, but they are not in the unity of the Spirit, because when you get in the unity of the Spirit, amen, then you will recognize the importance of one another in the body of Christ.
Somebody say praise the Lord. Now, I want to tell you, there's not many of us preachers that at some time or another has had church trouble. Of course, y'all up here in Ohio, I know y'all never had any trouble up here in churches. We've had it all down in Virginia. Amen. Amen. But I want to tell you, I refuse to go sour on the church because that there's a few hard heads. There may be a few goats, amen, that has interwoven themselves among the flock of sheep. Amen. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is still the best institution on the face of the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Sure, there's a lot of preachers that's gone sour. Sure, there's a lot, amen, that's gone haywire. Sure, there's a lot that has fallen, amen, from the ministry. But I refuse to go sour on preachers. Preachers are my friends. Amen. Come on here. Preachers is what's helping me, amen, take another day's journey. Hallelujah. Preachers is the, amen, one person that stands between your soul and hell. Amen. How can they hear without a preacher? Amen. God designed it that way. Somebody said, well, I don't like my preacher. Bless your heart. You need to get saved and ask God to put a love in your heart. Amen. For the ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. We are bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh.
Stay wrapped together. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 3. Read. Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. Who are we talking about? Come on, talk to me here. Who are we talking about? Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. God, through the Apostle Paul, is writing to the church at Ephesus. And he said to them folks down at church at Ephesus, amen, looky here, saints. Amen. God has exalted him. And God has put all things under his feet. And what?
Gave him
what?
To be the head.
What?
To be the head.
To be what?
The head.
No, I thought, a certain Sunday school teacher was the head. Well, ain't that a sight? I thought the deacon board was the head. Give to him that is Christ. He meant to be the head. The head. You know what? The head. You can't get any higher than the head.
Right.
Somebody said, I'm going to go to the top dog. Well, you'll have to go to the head.
Right.
Come on. Somebody say amen. Amen. Given him to be the head. Amen. Oh, someone said, I thought the pastor was the head over this thing. He is only the under shepherd of the great shepherd. He is the head of the local church. Amen. But there's somebody that's higher than him. Amen. He is the head. He is the head. Come on, come on, come on. Amen. Over
all things.
Oh no. Not over me too. Haman has made him to be the head over all things to the church,
which is his body.
Which is, yeah, yeah, his body. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to tell you this morning that Jesus Christ is the head of the church. Colossians chapter 1 verse 18. Told me to turn over there and read it. I want us to get this settled in our hearts before we go any further here this morning. I got some... Praise God. Hallelujah. But I want you to get this. Colossians chapter 1 verse 18. Read it. Amen. And who? He. Who is he? Christ. Amen. Wherever, amen, the church is, you're going to find Jesus. You don't find the church without the Lord. Amen. Amen. Start it. Amen. Read it again. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning of the firstborn. Amen. Yes. The preeminence. Amen. The body. Listen to me. The body must give the head the preeminence, the most important part. They must recognize him as the leader. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul in the 5th chapter of Ephesians. And you don't have to turn over and read to you. Amen. But he's talking in the 5th chapter of Ephesians. Amen. About the husband being the head of the wife. Amen. In all things. Come on here. I lost some of you on that shuffle too. Amen. And then he said, as Christ is the head of the church. Amen. Some years ago. Oh, help me, Lord. I'm in trouble this morning. Some years ago, there's an old preacher, amen, having church service, and amen, he stood up and he was exhorting a little bit, and amen, he's talking about the husband being the head of the house and being the responsible party for leading his family and his wife in the spiritual things. Come on here. Amen. And some silly, goofy woman, amen, I won't even call her a lady, amen, blurted out while he was trying to exhort the church, yes, but the neck turns the head. Amen. You heard that old cliche, haven't you? Yes, but the neck turns the head. That old preacher, gray-headed and up in years, said, dear ma'am, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but the brains is not in the neck. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. The brains is in the head. I said the brains is in the head. Amen. The head controls the nervous system. The head sends messages to every member of the body and tells it what function to perform. Amen. And I want to tell you this morning, Jesus Christ is the head. Amen. And by the nervous system, the Holy Ghost, he sends messages. Amen. To every member of the body how to function in harmony of the Spirit. Christ watches over the body when it is wrapped together. He that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye. I'm feeling better this morning. We're not swinging from chandeliers, but I'm telling you. Amen. Amen. This will help us in time to come. Amen. Amen. The head, listen to me. The head cannot watch over the body as long as it is stretched out.
and relaxed. Amen. And not together. Amen. It is vulnerable to anything, any animal or any man that comes by. Amen. Because it is not together. But you let the church get together. You let the church, come on here, somebody say amen. You let the church wrap itself together, protect itself, and all of a sudden you will see the presence of the head that is overseeing his body. Amen. And he will not allow anything, amen, to get to it. Amen. What was it the Bible said? We are hid with Christ in God. Hallelujah. It is like me taking, amen, a quarter, putting it in my fist, balling it up, and sticking it in my pocket. Amen. You're going to play the mischief. Amen. Come on here. Amen. Getting that quarter because it is totally wrapped up in my fist and in my pocket. We are hid with Christ in God. He is the head of the church. Amen. Let the devil howl if he will. Let him scream at the church. Let him holler if he will. Let him flash his sword if he will. Amen. But we have a head that is going to watch over and preserve and protect the body. Let me show you what happens when the church is not together. I read this years ago. I don't know, probably 20 years ago. And I thought it's so good. I wrote it down because I wanted to remember it. And I find out that the older I get, the more difficult it is to remember. So I wrote it down. Brother Roy Horton in our church at home, he's got an old saying, if you can't remember it, write it down. It's entitled, Mutiny in the Body. You ever heard it? It goes like this. If a man's members did not work together, but each had a will and a way of its own, this is what would happen. The members generally begin to find fault with a belly for spending an idle, luxurious life while they are wholly occupied in laboring for the belly's support and ministering to its wants and its pleasures. So, help me, Lord. So, amen. So they enter into a conspiracy to cut off its supplies for the future. The hands will no longer carry the food to the mouth. The mouth refuses to open to receive the food. The teeth, come on here. Amen. The teeth refuses to chew it. And it's not long. Amen. They persist in this course of starving the belly into subjection. Ere they all begin, one by one, to fail and to faint. And the whole body will waste away to nothing. Then, all of a sudden, God help me now. Then, all of a sudden, the members of the body realize and are convinced that the belly also, cumbersome and useless as it seemed, had an important function of its own in the body. And they must work together to have a healthy body. I want to tell you, God help me, I'm in trouble. Strange as it is, I've traveled all over this country, from coast to coast and border to border, a few foreign countries, and I find churches, amen, that feel like that the pastor is no more than just a hired employee. Glory to God. They can change them like changing socks daily. And discard them. Of course, there's no folks up here in Ohio like that. I know. Amen. But I want to tell you this morning, every one of us have our place in the body of Christ. Come on here. Somebody say amen. I've got to hurry. I'm running out of time. Amen. I had no intention of preaching this long this morning. But we're living in a generation society where church members reach out and strike at each other with a poison of a poisonous viper. That is not what Jesus meant when he said, "Be ye wise as serpents." He simply was referring to us. Come on here. Preachers striking against preachers. It ought not to be. Come on here. You know help me, Lord. You know how the Apostle Paul addressed it? Amen. He went like this. He said, "I know," this is not quoting word for word, but this is the message. Amen. He said, "I know that there are some that are preaching the gospel for gain." Yeah, they are. There's some fellas out there preaching the gospel for gain, just for livelihood. There are others that are preaching it just for popularity. But he said, glory to God. Nevertheless, I rejoice in the fact that the gospel is being preached. Hallelujah. He refused to lift his hand. Oh, I'm losing some of y'all this morning. Praise God. We need one another in the body of Christ. We are members in particular, and we must have the fellowship and the friendship and the strength that every member in the body supplies. I gotta hurry. Amen. It is, oh God, help me. It is the responsibility of the head to protect the church. And if the church will stay together, you're going to perish except you abide with the ship. It may fall apart in 100 pieces, but everybody will grab a plank or a board, amen, and float to safety. Except you abide with the ship, you're going to perish. Amen. It is the head's responsibility to protect the body. And he will. Let me tell you this morning, amen, he will protect the body. You can rest assured. Amen. That when the enemy rushes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. Hallelujah. Amen. Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. Come on here. Don't be guilty of talking against God's body. Amen. Don't raise your hand, amen, against what God has blessed and what God is overseeing by the head. You are endangering yourself with the head. The head will protect the body. And if you get in the way, amen, he will destroy you. Amen. This is his body. This is not my doings. Amen. Come on here. This is not Jimmy Jewell's church. Amen. Massanova's not Lindsay Savage's church. It is his church. Amen. And if he don't protect it, I sure can't. But he said he would. Amen. And he can do a much better job at it than I'll ever be able to. Be ye wise as serpents. But don't have the serpent's bite or poison or striking out character. Be ye wise as serpents. When there's, oh God, help me. When there's problems that rise in the church or in among the ministry, and they do, don't kid yourself. They do. Have you ever heard of keeping your mouth shut? Oh, God, help me. What in the world am I preaching here this morning? Have you ever heard of shutting up? Come on. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. Southwestern Bell Telephone Company has made a million off of homeless people's telephone calls, talking trash and gossip. Amen. And problems. In 2 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 20, amen, you remember, help me here, amen, when Saul, amen, had fallen by the edge of the sword, amen, are y'all listening to me? Amen. And Jonathan had been slain. Amen. Amen. Verse 20 of chapter 1 said, tell it not in Gath. Publish it not in the streets of Ascalon, lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice. Amen. Come on here. Amen. That's where we are in America right now. Amen. People's gotta talk. If you gotta talk, you gotta talk. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, the church ought to have better sense. Amen. And keep your mouth shut and pray and ask God, amen, to give us victory. Amen. To rise above the problems of life and in the church and among the ministry and let the church go on.
I'm in trouble. Be ye wise as serpents. And a conjunction in the English vocabulary. And three letter word. A-N-D. And.
A conjunction brings two statements together and makes them part of each other. And. Harmless. As does.
Glory to God. Somebody say amen. Our nature. Oh, this kind of preaching is not popular. I know it isn't.
But our nature and our character should be as gentle as dove's nature.
Hello. Somebody say amen. I want to tell you, when there's a preacher that falls across the country somewhere that is well known, my church never hears about it from me. If they hear about it, they'll get the news from somewhere else. I lost you on that shuffle. Somebody say amen. Amen. Our nature and character should be as gentle as dove's nature. Doves are peaceable creatures. Amen. Did you know that a dove, and I raise racing homing pigeons, and I've raised them all my life, ever since I've been big enough to walk hardly. I still got a bunch at home, probably 100. And dove and a pigeon are first cousins. But they're in the same family. But a dove has no gall in its body. It cannot eat anything bitter and survive. It'll kill it. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something this morning. Saints of God, you can't stand bitterness. It will literally kill you spiritually. Preachers, you cannot allow yourself to get bitter at anybody in the church. Come on here. Or any other preachers across the country. You cannot allow bitterness to set up its working in your heart. It'll kill you. You may be able to preach holiness. Come on here. Amen. Be Mr. Holiness himself. But if there's something eating inside of you, Amen. You become so hard in your approach with the gospel that it drives people away from the cross instead of drawing them to the cross. Amen. Song of Solomon chapter 6 and verse 9. My dove, my undefiled one. A dove. Amen. Did you know? I'm going to share this with you. Oh, God help me. I done preached too long, but I ain't through. Amen. I ain't through. I just ain't through. And the only thing I know to do right now, I've got to finish what I've got to tell you here. Amen. Maybe we'll shout it out tomorrow morning, but amen. Amen. Here, I've got something to tell you. Amen. Doves feed their young. Let me explain to you what they do. They go to the grain trough and they eat whole grain corn. Doves and pigeons cannot eat cracked corn like chickens. They can, but it'll have an adverse effect on them. It'll cause the dove to become sore and swell up and they get to where they can't eat. I don't know why. I have no idea why. Hello. Just the way God made them. They eat whole kernel corn and whole kernel wheat. Amen. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. And then they will go and drink water. I don't understand what happens. I don't know what happens. All I know is that it happens. Amen. That dove or that pigeon will then stand near the watering trough and he'll stretch his neck around. And you'll see a movement in his chest. Come on here. And then he'll fly to his nest. A pigeon's egg or a dove's egg is no bigger around than that at the most. And when that little bird hatches out, it cannot eat whole kernel corn. It would choke it to death. It cannot even eat whole kernel wheat. It would kill it. Amen. It couldn't digest it. Its little body is so sensitive and so dainty. Amen. It is so small. Its beak. Amen. Its beak is not even as big as that end of my, amen, my glass, glasses right there. Its beak is so small and tender. And that bird, that mother or father bird, amen, goes to that nest and it makes a sound that little tiny bird just hatched out of the cell, out of the shell, identifies. And it hears and it struggles to get its head up. And that mother or father bird will take so gently and put the little beak in its big beak. And it will regurgitate. Somebody say amen. No whole kernel corn. No whole kernel wheat. It produces milk for that little baby. Hallelujah. Desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. Somebody say amen. Now listen to me. I'm a holiness preacher from the top of my head to the longest hair up there to the longest toenail on my foot. Amen. But there are some young converts that you try to stuff whole kernel corn down their throat and you'll choke them to death. They can't take that, brother. Amen. They need some milk. They need some help. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Are y'all listening to me? Some of y'all, amen, some of y'all are stumbling right now. You're staggering at what I'm saying. But it don't matter. Still right. Amen. I said amen. Hallelujah. I remember years ago, I had a young man come to my church. He'd been a hippie and on drugs. Amen. He had real long hair down his back. And he came to the altar. He didn't know anything about God. Didn't know anything about prayer. Didn't know anything about the Bible. Didn't know anything about holiness. Didn't know anything about living right. Are y'all listening to me this morning? And he came and prayed at the altar. Jerry Mills, you know him. Amen. JR, you know Jerry. Amen. Doing great. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jerry came at the altar and prayed on a Tuesday night. He would have come Sunday night, but we had such a snowstorm. Amen. That we couldn't even get to church. Amen. So he came on a Tuesday night. Came to the altar just about along in there. Amen. Knelt down at the front of the rostrum there. Amen. And prayed and started praying. He didn't pray over 2 or 3 minutes at the most. He didn't know even how to pray. He had never been in church in his whole life. And he got up and grinned and said, "I got it." I said, "Glory to God. That's a new one on me. I've never seen it happen like that." Praise God. I mean, a drug addict, a pusher of drugs. Amen. Supplied that whole area with drugs. Amen. Help me here. Just prayed 2, maybe 3 minutes at the most, stood up, smiled, and said, "I got it." I said, "We'll see." I really didn't think he did. Amen. But he did. Hallelujah. He got it. Praise God. The next day, amen, went and got him a haircut. Not as short as I would like to have seen it. Amen. Are y'all listening to me? Praise God. Is a little bit over the top of his ears. Amen. Amen. Come on. Come on. Come on. Amen. He didn't know nothing about holiness living and holiness haircuts. Amen. And he came on back to church and found out he played a guitar, and Brother Roy asked him to come to the platform and play a guitar. Amen. Just a few days after that, he got the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Are y'all listening to me? Amen. Some of the old saints in the church, look out, I'm in trouble this morning. Amen. Came to me and said, "Brother Savage, you got to do something about Jerry playing the guitar. He's got his hair down over his ears." Amen. I said, "You leave him alone. That's my job. Come on here. Come on. Come on." I said, "He don't know anything about this." Amen. Hallelujah. "We're going to pump some milk in him. We're going to get him to growing. Amen. He'll eat grain after a while." Praise God. Ha, ha, ha. I lost some of you on that shuffle, but it's all right. Amen. And the good Holy Ghost will help you. Amen. Amen. A few weeks went by. Amen. And one day I was praying, and the Lord said, "Now it's time to go talk to him." I got in my car, drove over to his shop where he had a mechanic shop at. Amen. Got out of my car. Amen. Went over to talk to him. And amen. And he is working on the car, and he's talking about the goodness of the Lord and the joy of God and how wonderful he felt. Amen. Are y'all listening to me? Somebody say praise the Lord. And he is thrilled at God. And he'd take off 2 hours up in the middle of the day to go home and read his Bible. Amen. Come back and work the rest of the day. Amen. He was hungry for the Bible. Amen. And I said, "Jerry, I need to talk to you." He said, "All right." Amen. I said, "I'm ready." Praise God. I said, "All right." Amen. I said, "I'm the pastor, and it falls my lot. But I feel like that the Lord's dealt with you already. Amen. But I wanted to talk to you about getting a good haircut. If you're going to play music on the platform at the church, amen, come on here." "Amen." I said, "You need to get a good haircut." He said, "You know what? I was wondering how long it's going to take you to get around to it." Amen. Hallelujah. He said, "Brother Savage, you don't understand." He said, "Have you seen my ears?" I said, "No, I haven't. You kept them covered up." Amen. He parted his hair over his ears and said, "I've got ears like Spock." Huh? I see some of y'all know who it was. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. "They are pointed on the top." Amen. "Come on." He said, "I was born that way." And he said, "I just kind of self-conscious of them." Amen. I said, "Jerry, God made your ears the way he wanted them. And when God does something the way he wants it, it is nothing to be ashamed of. It is your own personal identity." Hallelujah. What God has made you different from anybody else in the whole world. Amen. Are y'all listening to me? He said, "Thank you, Brother Savage." Amen. He said, "I'll get my mother to cut my hair tonight." And he did. But I want to tell you, what I'm trying to tell you this morning is, amen, that the young birds got to have milk. Amen. They'll choke to death. Amen. On a whole kernel of corn. You can give it to them after they grow up a while. Amen. But they got to have milk. They got to have the Word of God. They got to have the truth. Amen. In their life.
Yeah, God. You better put on two more tapes, brother. Doves don't hiss. Doves coo. They don't have the nature. When the lost souls come into the house of God, there ought to be such a love and such a gentleness and such a peaceful atmosphere and such a nature of God Himself. They'll say, that's what I want. That's what I want. I'm tired of this harsh life of sin. I need peace. I want to be loved. Praise God. Amen. And that atmosphere is what would bring the lost soul to the altar. Amen. Doves are harmless. Be harmless as doves. Doves do not provoke an attack. Its only protection is its wing. Fly away from danger. Hallelujah. Years ago, I used to bird hunt some. And I used to love to take my little shotgun, single shot, slipper on the fence row of a cornfield that had just been harvested. And doves. Now, you got to be pretty good to slip up on a dove. They are sharp-eyed. They can see danger a half a mile away. Come on here. They have a sense built into them. Let me tell you. Oh, God. Ooh, I'm preaching too long this morning. Amen. Amen. I raise pigeons. Amen. And those pigeons, I've got a tremendous flock, about 100 birds. Amen. Amen. And every day, those birds practice drills. Amen. A hawk or a cat is their arch enemies. And they'll practice drill. While all of them is down on the ground picking around at grain. Amen. Looking for seeds or something to eat. There's one bird that watches for danger. And when that one bird makes a certain sound or he flaps his wings in a certain way in unison, amen, without one stray left on the ground, in total unison, the entire flock is airborne in an instant, amen, fraction of a second. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. They fly away to safety. Hallelujah. Amen. To be harmless as doves. Amen. We have no poison. We have no gall of bitterness. Amen. Come on here. Amen. We have no hissing. Amen. Of the serpent. But we have wings. Amen. That we can fly out of the harm's danger. Years ago, I saw a picture of a little bird perched on a slim, thin stem of a limb in a high tree. In the picture, the artist had captured the wind gales and the black clouds of a storm. The limbs of the tree was bowing under the force of the gale. Amen. Come on here. Are y'all listening to me? It was a terrible windstorm. The leaves of the tree were shaking. Some of them had even turned loose. Amen. It was flying away in the gale of the wind.
That little bird in the picture had its little claws wrapped around the slim stem of a limb on that tree. And he was singing to the top of his lungs. He was tweetering and singing as the wind was blowing. And the caption underneath of that picture said, "He sings because he has wings." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! Amen. I got some other things I'd like to share with you, but I'm going to leave it there. Amen. But I want to tell you this morning, amen, we are sheep among wolves, but therefore be ye wise as serpents and harmless as doves. It is the mercies and the protection of God that is instilled in the heart of every child and every believer, that when the storm gets so strong and the gale winds blow so hard, hey man, we're going to fly away. Amen. We can sing in the middle of the storm. We can sing while there's persecution on. We can sing when they hate us. Amen. And grit their teeth. Amen. But we sing because we have wings. And we know that after a while, we're going to a better world.
I better quit right there. I ain't out of stuff.
I'm going to quit. I preached too long, and I know I have. And I try not to preach this long. But there you are this morning. Oh, God. Oh, God. You may be in a terrific typhoon today, and the storm clouds may have gathered around your soul. I know what storms are. Just recently, me and my wife come through the most difficult time of our whole life. The loss of our youngest son.